Hello, everyone. I'm Nitin Seem, the web director for the American Thoracic Society's Critical Care Assembly. I'm hosting a different kind of podcast today. As medical professionals, we go through many steps of training, learning the practice of medicine. But one thing I personally never understood during this process was the role of professional societies in my specialty. Today, I have the great pleasure of speaking with Renee Stapleton and Nuala Meyer, who both chair important committees within the Critical Care Assembly. And I hope that by the end of this podcast, they will clear up any and all confusion that our listeners have about the Critical Care Assembly while explaining their respective committees. No pressure, guys. But most importantly, I hope this podcast helps any interested listeners learn how they can become an active participant in the ATS through the Critical Care Assembly. I'd like to get started now by meeting our discussants. Dr. Stapleton is Assistant Professor of Medicine in the Division of Pulmonary and Critical Care Medicine at the University of Vermont School of Medicine. She chairs the American Thoracic Society Critical Care Assembly's Planning Committee. And Dr. Meyer is Assistant Professor of Medicine at the Hospital of the University of Pennsylvania and is chair of the ATS Critical Care Assembly's Young Academicians Committee. Let's start with a question for Dr. Stapleton. The hierarchy of professional societies is often confusing to those who are new to them. Now, you are the chair of the Planning Committee of the Critical Care Assembly of ATS. I'm going to ask you a broad question that I'm actually repeatedly asked by fellows. Can you explain this structure of assemblies and committees within a society?
Thanks, Nitin. It's a pleasure to be on, and I really appreciate you doing this. I hope it's helpful. I definitely agree with you that the structure of the assemblies and committees within ATS can often be a little bit difficult to navigate and to understand. So I'll try to simplify it a little bit. ATS is actually subdivided into 13 different assemblies, and these assemblies are really organized around common clinical and research interests of its members. The assemblies are, I think I would describe them as the heart of the ATS's mission. Within the assemblies, new information is analyzed and disseminated through kind of a meeting of the minds, if you will. The assemblies are where members can communicate with each other about their shared interests. And additionally, the assemblies contribute a great deal to the planning of the international conference itself. Within some assemblies, documents for the ATS are also created. And then further, within most assemblies, I don't think this applies to all of them, but within most assemblies, there are subcommittees responsible for assembly planning, programming of the international conference, nominating new leadership, and also providing a venue for junior members. And within critical care, the Young Academicians Committee that Dr. Meyer chairs is an example of one of those subcommittees. So the Critical Care Assembly is one of these 13 assemblies. And the Assembly Planning Committee that I've had the pleasure of chairing for the last couple of years is responsible for helping develop the long-term strategy within the Critical Care Assembly. So we spend time reviewing proposals for projects that are submitted to the Critical Care Assembly, and we also help the Executive Committee and other bodies within ATS generate ideas for new assembly projects. The Planning Committee is really where members can have input into future projects and activities within the Assembly. So now I'll talk a little bit about ATS committees, which are separate and distinct from the assemblies. And I think this is kind of where it can get confusing. Currently, there are 27 committees within the ATS, and they perform and oversee specific aspects of ATS activities. For example, there's a membership committee that focuses on improving the value of ATS to its members. And there's an education committee that is responsible for overseeing the implementation and evaluation of all the educational activities and products that the ATS does. The number of committees comes and goes year to year because new committees can be formed during the term of each president. That's different than the assemblies where the 13 assembly structure has stayed stable for many, many years. So the two groups together with the assemblies and the committees, all the members in those two groups really accomplish a lot of the ground-level work getting done at the ATS. A lot of the ATS functions through member volunteerism and absolutely incredible support from ATS staff. So it's really within the assembly structure and the committee structure that a lot of things get accomplished.
Thank you for that. You actually taught me some things I didn't know there. So, Dr. Meyer, you chair another important committee that was started by the Critical Care Assembly only a few years ago, the Young Academicians Committee. Can you tell us about it, you know, how it got started, and what the mission of the committee is?
Sure. And again, let me add to Renee in thanking you for putting this together. I think it's really helpful, especially for new or junior members. The Young Academicians Committee was started, I believe, about 4 years ago by Dr. Gibran when she was the assembly chair. And the missions are really to help create opportunities for career development within the ATS for junior critical care assembly faculty. And that can be expanding opportunities for leadership within the conference itself, taking on roles like poster session facilitators or session chairs, giving opportunities to interact with the leadership of the Critical Care Assembly, and to really learn this process of session proposals or project proposals and start to understand how you might fit into the assembly, which assembly is your home, and maybe move from the assembly into some of the committees that Renee mentioned. We also hope that the Young Academicians Committee can help foster mentorship and be maybe a place to start some networking within the CCA and to hopefully help train the next generation of critical care assembly leadership.
So thank you for that, Dr. Meyer. Dr. Stapleton, now I do want to emphasize how people can get involved, and you already mentioned how important the planning committee is in terms of reflecting the goals of the assembly at large. So I wanted to ask you sort of specifically if someone has ideas that they have in terms of the long-term vision of the assembly and they want to share them with the planning committee, what's the best way for someone to do this?
Absolutely. And let me start by emphasizing that we're always open to new ideas and contributions. Anybody should feel free at any time to be able to contribute new ideas freely. I think I would probably suggest that the easiest thing to do might be to either get in touch with me as chair of the planning committee or Carolyn Kalfi, who is the incoming chair. She's from University of California, San Francisco, and will be starting as chair of the planning committee at this upcoming international conference, and her term will be 2 years. You can find contact information for her as well as myself and any of the other planning committee members on the website under the Assemblies tab.
Okay, thank you for that. So, Dr. Meyer, I do want to talk about the mission of the Young Academicians Committee. And obviously, people are interested in pursuing an academic career, and that this committee is hopefully helpful in that pursuit. But I've spoken to several people who've been, you know, who are interested in pursuing an academic career, but are not in the quote-unquote big-name institution and feel that it's nearly impossible to advance. So how can the Young Academicians Committee help someone in that situation?
Yes, this has been something we've heard from many members, many junior members, feeling like there are some institutions that do a great job at helping their junior members navigate and network through the assembly structure, and other equally accomplished individuals feel like they don't know where to begin. And a big part of the kind of the driving force for what I will call the YAC, the Young Academicians Committee, was really to help try to democratize the process of getting involved and getting some leadership roles. The ways that we've tried to attack this were, first of all, to create a database where we would actually ask Critical Care Assembly members who identify themselves as a young academician to self-identify their areas of interest and accomplishment. And we've started to track each year how many junior members are getting leadership roles in things like session chairs, poster facilitator chairs, and try to keep tabs on how many sessions we have going on that are critical care assembly sessions at the conference that have junior member involvement. And over the few years that we've tracked this, we have seen an increase, both first, I think we saw an increase in the number of roles given to junior members, but when we looked more carefully, we realized that it was the same few members who were getting a lot of speaking roles. And so in the last 2 years, we've tried to work very closely with the program committee chairs during their planning stages to try to help spread the wealth, if you will, and kind of kept an eye on when one person was being asked to do multiple roles and actually made suggestions of, would you consider taking someone else who hadn't had that opportunity to do a chair role or a facilitator role. And so I haven't seen the final schedule yet, but in my discussions with the programming chairs for this year, it does sound like we actually have a junior member paired with a senior member on essentially every session in this year's international conference, which, if it holds out, I think will be a good accomplishment and can actually help mentorship at the conference level. So the hope is that those senior members can actually help teach the junior member how to be a session chair, how to be a poster discussion session facilitator, which is really a kind of unique aspect to the ATS International Conference. Moving forward, we'd like to get more involved with mentorship beyond just the conference. And the incoming chairs for the Young Academicians Committee will be Tim Watkins at University of Washington and Christopher Seymour at Pittsburgh. And what they are hoping to do is to borrow perhaps from the Allergy and Immunology Assembly to actually have a more in-depth mentorship that begins at the conference but may last beyond the conference. And this would be trying to pair up people based on their stated research or clinical interests. So that is still in development, but we'd be very interested to hear from junior members if that would be of interest. And then, in addition, we're trying to have a little more outreach. So this year, the YAC will actually host a small networking session, kind of a meet-and-greet session, before the business meeting of the Critical Care Assembly. So we're asking interested Critical Care Assembly members to meet at 4:15 rather than 5 o'clock, which is when the overall business meeting starts, but to kind of gather at 4:15. And we'll provide both a general overview to the Critical Care Assembly and its members and leadership, and we will actually have some examples of successful proposals, whether Sunrise Seminar proposals, symposium proposals, and some project proposals that people can start to get an idea of kind of how things get started. And hopefully that will be helpful as the junior member thinks of trying to get involved, him or herself, in the Critical Care Assembly.
That's excellent. I mean, you've really done a lot of hard work there trying not only to get people involved at the conference and getting, as you said, democratizing that process so you can get more people involved, but then hopefully, I guess the next step is to extend that out to not just at the meeting, but hopefully trying to foster some of that, I guess, for lack of a better term, long distance or relationships and mentorships, hopefully. I wanted to move on then to ask you both. First, I'll start with Dr. Stapleton. You know, fellows and junior faculty often ask me how you get involved in ATS, and I think you've both already provided several options. And I'm lucky enough to have you both here just a few weeks before the 2013 ATS International Conference. You obviously did a lot of volunteer work for ATS before working up to become committee chairs. So I think maybe people who are listening would be interested in sort of hearing about your specific path and sort of help guide them how, you know, someone who's interested in contributing to the Critical Care Assembly can kind of get started in that process of getting involved with the society. So I'd ask first for you to comment about that, Dr. Stapleton.
Nitin, thank you. You know, I think the assemblies are where a lot of ATS action happens, and that's absolutely a great way to get initially involved in ATS. If you're interested in doing that, the first thing I would suggest is go to the annual membership assembly meeting. Most of those are Monday afternoon, including critical care. That's really where you'll have an opportunity to network with other junior members as well as senior members and probably some of your mentors. You can get to know people there. You can see how the assembly structure works. And if you're interested in getting involved further, seek out the chair of the planning committee or even the program committee and say, you know, I'm really eager to help. I'd love to be involved. What can I do? I think in my own experience, I had known several people on the critical care assembly for years just through my research and meeting them through my mentors, and ultimately got asked to participate on the planning committee as a member, which was a great experience and led to the opportunity to chair the committee for a couple of years. And I'll let Dr. Meyer speak to how you get involved in the Young Academicians Committee.
So I would echo everything that Renee has said in that attending the business meeting is the first way to kind of see the inside of the assembly and start to get a sense for how things work. And now that the assemblies have these dinners, I think that can make it a slightly more social experience so that you kind of stay for the dinner. And oftentimes for critical care, there's an award, an achievement award during that. But it is a nice way to meet someone whose articles you've read and you've never met them up close. I also think that probably I learned the most about the committees by actually submitting a proposal myself. And what we see on the junior faculty level is that the best way to get a leadership role at the conference is actually to propose a session. Oftentimes, junior members take so much time and care with their session proposals that they really are outstanding. And it is absolutely okay and encouraged for if you do all the work to propose a session, that you should propose yourself as the session chair. And that's usually in an area that's very close to your area of expertise. Not everyone realizes that the Sunrise Seminar is designed to be an introduction to a speaking role for junior faculty. So at my institution, we really encourage our junior members, often instructors or early assistant professors, to propose Sunrise Seminars and actually have that opportunity to be the professor in the room. And then the next step would be to actually start thinking about a symposium proposal. And I think you learn a lot by going through that process, even if your session is not ultimately selected. And it does let some of the critical care assembly leadership, it kind of gives them an introduction to your area of research and to you as an entity within that area of research. In terms of getting involved in the Young Academicians Committee, really we are wide open and we welcome any participation. So if you're interested in that, please feel free to just email me. My information is also available on the website through the assembly tag. And you may be seeing an email coming out from the assembly shortly, which advertises this networking session that will take place before the business meeting this year. You could also contact either Tim Watkins at University of Washington or Christopher Seymour at University of Pittsburgh, who will be the incoming chair and co-chair starting in 2013. And then finally, I think we really need to highlight that, Nitin, you have done an excellent job of making the website a real resource for junior members and a great area to start getting involved in career development activities through things like hosting a journal club or podcasts or being a reviewer. And I think we're starting to see that come out even in the Blue Journal now that we have kind of what the fellows are reading and really some nice opportunities for junior members to get publications, to go through the peer review process, and start to get the sense of kind of the academic career at a very early stage in their career.
Thank you both so much for making this an informative podcast. In closing, I'd like to again mention a couple of meetings at the International Conference in Philadelphia that may be helpful for those interested in getting involved with ATS. The networking meet and greet for the Young Academicians Committee is on the afternoon of Monday, May 20th at 4:15 at the Lowe's Hotel. This meeting is immediately followed by the Critical Care Assembly membership meeting at 5 p.m. Both these meetings are open, and there is no charge for attending them. Also, for those interested in pursuing a career in academic medicine, you might consider attending the Career Development Symposium that this year is entitled Achieving Success in Academic Medicine During Uncertain Times. This will be during the morning session of ATS on Monday, May 20th, starting at 8:15. Finally, after the International Conference in Philadelphia, please come back to thoracic.org and look out for the Get Involved link that you will find from the Critical Care homepage. That page will provide links to this podcast as well as contact information for the incoming chair of the Critical Care Planning Committee as well as the co-chairs of the Young Academicians Committee. Again, I'd like to thank Dr. Renee Stapleton and Dr. Nuala Meyer for participating in this podcast. I'm Nitin Seem for the American Thoracic Society.